This is 5 Minute Friday!
Now, just recently, I met this guy, Steve Cook, and let me tell you something. Steve is an incredible human being. Steve is one of the most recognizable faces in the fitness industry today. He is best noted for being an IFBB Pro men's physique competitor, Optimum Nutrition and Bodybuilding.com spokesmodel, an international fitness personality, as well as the founder of Swolger Nation. That's right. Let's get swole. He is also the third person ever to obtain his men's physique pro card, first ever men's physique competitor to qualify for the Mr. Olympia, and so much more.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here's to the paper pushers, the rush hour warriors, and the gotta get awayers. Trade the daily grind for a place to unwind, where you can rise with the tide and roll down the boardwalk, where you can eat french fries for lunch and ice cream for dinner, where your only commute is your walk to the beach, where every day feels like Saturday. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
If your message is really something that you believe in and you have passion, when you have that excitement for something that you're doing, whatever it is that you're doing, if you're ridiculously excited about it, like willing to wake up super freaking early, that's contagious. And that's one thing that I've learned, that whenever, you know, when I was excited to step on stage, the audience, the crowd, people, that's a contagious thing. That's like, it's tangible when it's there, and you'll naturally attract other people that are passionate for that
or who want that.
Right.
Early mentor of mine said that the world makes room for passionate people.
100%.
It's so true. When you are passionate, show up that way, people want to be around it. They're attracted. It's like a magnet. You know what I mean? So,
and when you're passionate, you don't notice the hours. You don't notice that, you know, all of a sudden you've been doing it for 4 years. Time's gone by. Like
12 hours a day.
Yeah. Right? Time's gone by, and you're just like, I'm here because I love it. And even if I didn't get paid, or even if I wasn't, you know, I can't imagine doing anything else. And I think that's a big time. It's you know, for me, it was scary. Instead of going and doing chiropractic stuff, I took a job.
The secure way.
Yeah. I took a job as a waiter still because I wanted to travel around the world with Optimum, because I saw an opportunity there. They weren't paying me much, $500 a month. That's not enough to live on. So I said, you know, I had my college degree, and instead of trying to go to the corporate world or going back to school, I said, I think I this is what I'm passionate about. I'm going to invest my time I'm not going to get paid for it.
Right.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to shake every person's hand in line at an expo. I'm going to give each person a hug. I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to make that person remember me by the way I treated them. And that passion then grew. And I think that people felt that energy. It's, again, it's tangible when you're there at an expo and you can sit down and look somebody in the eyes and truly care about them, what they're doing. And you can't fake that. You either have that or you don't. And there's been times in my life that I haven't had passion for it. And I feel like that's when I have to come back and, am I giving away too much of my time? Am I burnt out? But definitely when you have that passion for something, you can't do an expo for 8 to 10 hours a day on your feet and not truly love people.
You've got to love people.
You do. Like, you can't fake that. And again, you're going to be exhausted after it. And, you know, there's sacrifices that you have to be made. But again, at the end of the day, you feel like you're doing what you want to do. You feel like you're giving value to people around you. And that's a huge, like, for me, I'm like, oh, this feels good. So I was doing it, you know, for myself as well. Be happy today. So the thing in our society, I'll be happy when I make $1 million. I'll be happy when I have 1 million Instagram followers. I'll be happy when. If you're not happy now, you'll never be happy. You know, and again, there's a difference between being content. Like, you know, I'm not going to just sit back, kick my feet up, and all of a sudden think, you know, I've made it. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about enjoying that daily struggle. If you don't find things in your life to be positive about today, then you will never find those things. And that to me is the first and foremost. Every time I feel myself starting to think, you know, I start thinking crappy. In LA, you know, this happens because there's always somebody who's better looking, you know, more money, or has a better, you know, this
bigger
or that.
Yeah.
There's that. It's just, so it's human nature, and it's the world that we live in today to teach you, you know, you don't have enough. And not having enough starts making people feel like they're not good enough. And then not being good enough starts creating the sense of unhappiness. So I think it's about finding something every day to be grateful for and to be happy for, and then all of a sudden you're already living that. You've already made it, but you want to give that, you want to continue that, so you keep on pushing.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am, or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.